Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. In memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, we want to welcome all the new listeners from all over the world and all the ones that listen all the time that pray for this broadcast. We couldn't do without you, and we couldn't do without the prayers. We just thank God for every one of you, and just tell your loved ones all about the broadcast and let them join in with us. And we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people healed and saved and set free and delivered. So if you have a loved one that needs the Lord, just have them tune in and listen to the broadcast. And that's what we're here for, is to lift up the name of Jesus and to just see people change their lives and live for the Lord. Just continue to pray for me as I'm trying to get over this, whatever it was. I've been to where I can't talk. I'm getting my voice back now, but it's still kind of rough. But just continue to pray for me that God will continue to touch. And we have a few requests come in that are urgent. Little Landon, he's been up in Children's Hospital. And he's been running a fever. He's on chemo and everything, and he's been running a fever and just hasn't felt well. And so his parents have asked us to pray for them and to lift all of them up to the Lord. Just pray for their finances also, because they have to run him all over the place, and that gets pretty expensive. And just pray for Jody and Tammy that they'll keep their strength as they try to take care of little Landon. Also remember Jay and Dora, they're very much in need of prayer. Dora's taking chemo again, and it's been pretty rough on her. She's been really weak trying to take it. So remember her, and just remember all the ones that have needs out there tonight, all the ones that are listening by Facebook. If you have any prayer request or a praise report, just turn it in there in the comment section, and we'll get back with you, and we'll pray over the needs. And if anybody has a testimony about what God's done for them, just put it in the comments there, and we'll see it, and we'll be praising the Lord with you. We're going to come out of 1 John. We're going to read the verse that we're coming with, and then I'm going to go back up and read a little bit more here. Our subject is on love tonight, and it's coming out of 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You know, if we have the love of God in us, if we have the Lord in us and everything, we're going to have His love toward others. And there's so many people that are just, they just hate people. Even Christian people that say that they're Christians, they have something against someone. But, you know, we can't hold grudges against anybody. Somebody does us wrong, no matter what they do, we still have to love them. If we have the love of God in us, we're going to love them and we're going to pray for them. And we can't love the sin that they're in, but we can love their souls and just believe God to change their lives. And that's what this is about tonight, about loving one another. I'm going to start in verse 7 of 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Whereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And without his Spirit, you know, we're none of his. It's what Romans says. And if we have the Spirit of God in us, we are going to have the love of God in us for our loved ones, our neighbors, anybody we meet up with. And there's so many people out there, you know, hating instead of loving. And if you hate somebody, you will not make it into heaven. You got to love everybody. And like I said a minute ago, they might do you wrong and everything, but you still have to love them. Have to love their soul, and have to just keep praying for them that God will change them. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. You know, Jesus loved us so much that he went to the cross, took all the shame, all the suffering, all the beatings and everything for us, so we could one day live if we give our hearts to him. But that's the only way that we will live with him, if we confess our sins and if we have him to come into our heart and live and live that life, we can go to be with him one day. And it says in 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Now that's a good question to everyone. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. And I'm just going to leave that with you. That's the word of God. And We're going to have Tim come around. My voice is too bad to sing tonight myself, so I'm going to have him come around and sing a few songs, and then we're going to get this other caller in here. So just worship the Lord with us and join in, and let's just have a good time in the Lord tonight.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
The battle is almost over.
Yes.
Strength is almost gone. You've been away so long now. Don't you think it's time for you to come home? Your body is badly beaten, but this world requires you fall. Lay down your weapon of anger, and don't you know that victory's already won by the blood of Jesus? The hope in Christ, Calvary's cross, welcomes the lost with arms open wide. Do what you know you can. Open up your aching heart. Let forgiveness in. It's time you learn to love again. You've been through so much of the hurting. The anger is down deep inside. You feel like the world is against you. There's no place to run or hide. He prays for strength to walk on. When you need to take it alone. Take one step, take his hand, travel on by the blood of Jesus, the hope in Christ. Calvary's cross welcomes the lost. With arms open wide, won't you do what you know you can? Open up your aching heart, let forgiveness in. It's time you learn to love again. Won't you do what you know you can? Open up your aching heart. Let forgiveness in. It's time you learn to love again. It's time you learn to love.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to do this song for my mom. She says that I have not done this one in a while, so I'm going to try to do it. My Lord loves me. This is one of my old songs that I used to sing. I'm trying to do it. If I can get through it.
Like a mother holds her baby, like a shepherd paper, but that's me, my Lord, that's me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The greatest thing about amazing grace, so how Jesus found. When Jesus says it's written, conquers the Roman crown. And there is the thing, great words of victory. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Sis, you know what? I just want to praise God. We got a chance tonight to lift up that wonderful name of Jesus, the only name through and by which a man can be saved of his sins and forgiven. There's no other way to get to heaven, no other way to get to God except by Jesus, you know.
That's
I told him the other day, I said, when you go to Jesus, you've met God. If you go to God, you've met Jesus, because he said, I'm in the Father, the Father's in me. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You know, people are having trouble with this gospel today. I've got a loved one I talked to the other night. I talked to you about it, Sister Betty. And they can't hardly get a hold of this, can't get a grasp on it. He said, well, I look at everything logically, and this, you know, well, quit that. Because God can't be found except by faith. You got to believe who he is, believe that God is, or you can never find him. And, you know, it's hard to tell somebody, glory to God, that's never been saved, how you're so sure of your salvation. But they've never felt the indwelling spirit of God come inside. Because when they do, they'll never ask the question again. They won't worry about what everybody thinks or nothing else. They'll say, I know. I just know. I know that I know because I felt him inside.
Amen.
I felt his grace and mercy when it came, glory to God. And it dwells on the inside of a man. You don't feel it. You can't see it. Glory to God. But you always know he's there. Because he'll never leave you. Never forsake you. But that's so hard for an average person to understand. And to try to put it in words and tell my family members what it means to me to know that God loves me. To feel God's love. To be blessed by him every day. To know that I got somebody I can trust in. If I can't trust nobody on this earth, I can trust God. And to try to tell them that and to show them and to tell them that the word of God, they say, yeah, but that word was this and that is written by these and those and all that stuff, and they just always got something to come back. But when they feel God that first time, I guarantee they're going to fall to their knees and say, you are what you said you was. You are the God of salvation. You are my deliverer. You're my fortress and my shield. In you I'll trust. Because once you feel him, you're going to know how real God is then. And you'll never worry about being right again. You'll know that he's right for you. Glory to God. I had to say that tonight because I've had two family members I've talked to lately, and both of them having trouble understanding this. Why I can't, if God made wine out of water, how come I can't drink? And I've told them at church, I got studying about that. Went to church last Sunday, and I said, I thought about this, and I'm going to tell you something. I said, I got to praying on this, and I got to thinking, if I call on my God, the one that I serve, he dwells within me, according to the Bible. I'm the temple of the living God. He dwells within me. Dwells within you if you're saved and born again. But
yes.
Do you want him
yeah.
drunk when you call on him? So you're going to drink alcohol? Do you really want him drunk when you call on him? Him with a hangover that you put in there for him? Or do you want him high on pills or marijuana or whatever? When you really in need of help, it's a dire circumstance. And here you're calling on God, but you made him say hi. And I thought about that. I want my God on just like he is. I want him holy. I want him pure. I want him clean.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, glory to God, he wants us the same way. If he's going to love me, he said, I got to love everybody that I see out here. I got to love
Amen.
Them. I may not love what they're doing. I might not love what they stand for. I might not love their deeds, but I need to love them. Because you know what
Amen.
God loves? He loves sinners.
Amen.
Think about that.
Yes,
he died
does.
Because we were sinners, not because we wasn't, but because we was. To set us free from sin. The bondage of sin is death. He set us free from that. Glory to God. We at least love him back, y'all. I'm going to start at verse 2 in chapter 4 in 1 John. Says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. You know,
Amen.
If you confess Jesus, you believe in your heart, 100% that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, come down in propitiation for our sins. And glory to God, you're of God. He is. He's begotten you. You've become a child of the King, glory to God. And now I think you ought to live like a child of the King because he said, be you holy for I am holy. And if I don't dwell in you, you've got to be holy too, people. That's what he's saying. He said, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come into flesh, if not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Well, praise God. Have y'all got seen the news lately? All our kids, the ones in college and on up, they're out protesting for murderers and baby killers and rapists and all that over in Palestine. They're praying for terrorists and marching for them and hollering, kill Israel from the river to the sea. Wipe them out. That's what they're marching for because they hadn't known God, because that spirit of Antichrist has got them marred down so bad. Because I told my boy this. I said, Israel is not perfect. Israel has never been perfect. Israel has turned back on God so many times and got punished. But they're the chosen people of God. He said, I have not forsaken them. I've not left them. The reason we got grafted in to the olive tree of Israel is to make them jealous that they would come in also. That's how we got our chance to come in, folks. Did you know that? Do you know the scriptures? Do you know what they say about Israel? He said, they'll not be forsaken. He said 144,000 of them would be sealed with the seal of God in their foreheads in the last days. They're going to be sealed because that's the one that believe that Jesus is the Christ. They're the ones, those Jews, they serve God all the time. And you know what? They're going to be saved because of that. The word tells you. He said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because, listen to this, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So when we get to feeling the pressure of people around us, the people we work with, even the people we go to church with, when we get to bringing the Word of God and they come to you coming against the Word of God, greater is the one that's in me than the one that's in them. And I can stand up and tell them, why I believe that in the Word of God, why I understand it, because I got the Spirit of God that teaches me an understanding of the Word. Glory to God. He said the Word, the letter, kills, but the Spirit of God is life. Praise God.
Yeah.
It's the Spirit of God that teaches us all things and carries us through. If you've truly repented, if you've truly been born again, then you're truly going to have the Spirit of God dwelling in you.
That's it.
Act like it. I'm telling you this all tonight. Act like it. Let that Spirit
Amen.
Of God move on you and try to go out and be a Christian. Be like Jesus. Go out and just depart from sin and walk in righteousness. And glory to God in the newness of life that God has given to every man, woman, boy, and girl, and accept him as Savior. And glory to God. The Bible said that we're saved, glory to God, by faith through grace. You got to have the faith to get the grace to be saved. We got to believe that God is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
And why would we want to seek him that hard? Because he loved us. He loved us enough to go to that cross. He loved us enough to raise from the dead and take life back again. That the grave can't hold us either. That's a lot of reasons, isn't it, right there. Eternity's a real good one. Glory to God. He said, praise God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because that greater is in me. Then I don't worry about the world coming against me, because if they kill this body, they can't kill me. I'm going to be with God. I'm going home. But what? Oh, glory to God. I didn't get to preach. I'm just riled up. What are you got to stand on tonight? If you're out here and you're for everything, all the separation by the colors of people, the arguing about what gender you want to be, all this goofy mess that science says is stupid, ignorant. We're all human beings. We all have one God. He come and died for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Why do you want to put partitions in everybody? Why do you want me to hate the black people and the black people to hate the white people and the red people to hate us all because we come into their land? Are them overseas hate us because we don't believe like they do? Why do we have to have so much hate? Why can't we just love them like God said, praise God?
It's Amen.
They are of the world, and therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. They out and go to telling you all this mess that you can be whatever gender you want to be. You can be just a one that ain't even got a non-binary gender, or you can be this gender over here, or that over there. Choose one. You can be one. Well, that's a lie. You can't be but what you're born, and you'll always be that. You
Amen.
May get cosmetically changed and be anything else, but praise God. Guess what? God loves you the way you was. He loved you because that's the way he made you. And when you go to tell him, you made a mistake with me, I should have been this. You just lied on him. Friend, and science don't back you up. They can't make you something else than what you are. It don't matter what you claim, what you think, what they tell you, because you just can't change yourself. God loved you enough to die for you.
Amen.
Why do you think you want to be something else? Glory to God. He said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that's
Amen.
Not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of truth
Amen.
Is you can't change yourself into something else. You can't be a monkey just because you say I'm a monkey. You can't be a cat like some of these little kids going to school and they put them a litter box out because they go to meow. Meow don't make you a cat. You're still a human. You're still a person. No matter what they tell you, you still are. And said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. If you've got love in you for people, then you've got a little bit of God in you. Because that's all he is, love. He come down because he loved us. Not because he had to. Not because it was something that God sent Jesus down. You go down there and you die for them because they need it. No, you go down there because you love them. And you take their place on that cross. And you bear their sins because you love them. That's what happened, friend. Glory to you. That's why I know that God is so real. And I don't have to stand up and answer everybody's questions about him. Because I know he's real. It's not something I feel.
Amen.
It's something I know. And said, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. You want to know what's married? If you've been married before, maybe you're married 50 years and love your wife and she loves you and that love you got is so strong that if something happens to one of you, the other grieves the rest of the life because you're not there no more. That's love. That continues on. It don't stop. My wife's been dead over 3 years. And every day, if I just see her picture, it tears me up because I still love her just like I did. Love don't die, but glory to God. Evil's going to die. All this hatred's going to die. It's going to bend up in a lake of fire because I ain't got nothing to do with God. You may hate Israel. You may hate Jews, but you're going to hell for it. You can't hate people and be of God or be for God. Or God know you and recognize you as his child, that's saved by grace, no sin upon you, set free, not a captive anymore. Praise God, because you got hatred in your heart. Praise God. It says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Not that we have life. You don't have life forever and nothing else, do you? Because I don't think old Hitler's going to be in there in the kingdom of God. He done so much evil, I believe he's going in the lake of fire. I believe he's down there. I believe old Stalin and all them, I believe they're in that lake of fire. I believe old Mao, the one that ruled China, killed 100 million people, I believe he's in that lake of fire. They had so much hatred, they couldn't love anything. Only thing they ever loved is the one they looked at in the mirror, and they wanted everybody else to fear them. Fear is not love. If you fear God, you're so scared of him. Only thing you got to be scared of is failing him. That's it. That's the only thing I worry about is failing God, is not doing what I should do, not following the word of God, not living by it. Praise God. I ain't got nobody I don't love. Now, there's a lot of them. I can't stand what they're doing. It's wrong. It's a mockery to God, and I can't stand that. And if this tells you plainly, glory to God, said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another.
Amen.
That don't mean I don't hate Muslims, but they don't serve my God. But I don't hate them. If they're wrong, I'm going to try to talk to them. They're going to try to turn me into a Muslim. I'm going to try to turn them into a Christian. But we shouldn't hate each other on account of that. If they needed help, I'd want to help them. Is that not what love is, that you give of yourself to somebody else to try to help them out in hard times? Glory to God. I know I went the other day, and God, see, the perfect love of God cast out fear from me. I got a call, and somebody wanted me to come to their house, and they had a spirit in the house, what it was. Wanted me to come get it out for them. I went up there, and they said, it's downstairs down there where we do our laundry and stuff. I said, y'all just stay up here. I'll go down. I wouldn't let nobody else go because I knowed I wasn't afraid of it. But if they went down with fear, it liable to hurt somebody. I went down by myself, prayed it out. It was gone in just a little while because I wasn't afraid of it. I went in the fire of God. Well, that's what we're supposed to do every day. If somebody hates us, let's try to win them over. Let's not just hate them back and stand up and snarl your nose every time you see one of them. Because you know what? God died for them. He didn't just die for James Miles, Sister Betty Yearwood, and the preachers. He died for them, too. And we got to love them just like God did. And that's what's wrong today. The churches are leaving. They leave the church, glory to God, because they go to church and somebody hurts their feelings because they got an ought against them. And they can't let that go long enough to let God move in love to them. And they feel that. And they'll leave. Lord, I'm going to go somewhere else. I ain't staying here. I know how they feel about me. But praise God, why is that in the church house? It ain't got no business nowhere. Anybody that can look around and see people out in this world and say, right there's one I can't stand. And that nowhere, he's done me dirty long. I ain't never forgave him for that. You're not going to heaven either. Don't think you are. Don't be claiming, I'm holy and I'm a Christian, because you're not. If you got hate for one of these out here, you cannot love God. God don't have no demons in hate. God has demons in love. That's how he sanctified, glory to God, his children, because he knows they love him. And to love him, you've got to love the ones you see down here, too.
Amen.
We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Amen.
And you know what? He's given us his Spirit, and we know what Jesus came for. And it didn't say, I'm going to put it this plain. He didn't say, Jesus come down here to save the white folk. Jesus come down here to save the black folk. Jesus come down here to save the yellow folk, or the brown folk, or the redskin folk. Jesus come down here to save the world. Everyone in it that's ever been or ever will be, Jesus Christ paid your sin debt. Do you not understand that yet? God is love, and we got to walk in it if we're going to know him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Glory to God. That whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. You got to know that Jesus, who he was, where he come from, he left heaven to come down here to die for me and you.
Yes, he
did. Everyone else in this world. Glory to God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love.
Yes.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Friend, I'm going to tell you
something.
A preacher ought to say it in church every time. If there's anybody that you can think of, period, that you just, despite everything you've tried, you just cannot love them. Glory to God. You better get that altar hard and do some repentance.
Amen.
Because God will take that out of you. He'll take that out. I had enemies that I couldn't stand. I had people that just make me so mad just to see them. They'd done stuff to me, done me wrong, done me dirty, talked about me, run me down. But when I got born again, I could look at that same person and won't invite them to go to church with me. Now, what happened? I'm still I look the same, except maybe uglier and older. But praise God, the inside of me changed. He took that stony heart out. I had a heart transplant, what happened? And he gave me a heart of love. I can love somebody that does me dirty. Praise God. I had a man one time, I went up to him. He was saying something. I talked to him a little about God, and he cussed me. And, I swelled up for just a second, and I went, and I let that back out. And I said, well, I tell you this, brother. You might not like me, but God loves you anyway. I do, too. And I just like to see you saved. He whirled off, stomped off, you know, mad. Wasn't too long, though, he come back and wanted prayer. Had something go wrong, wanted me to pray for him. Love conquers every time.
Yes,
we all different. We've all got different ideas. We've all got different understanding. We all don't look alike. Praise God you don't look like me. Praise God. Think about it. Everybody out there looks different. Some of it is so beautiful. It is, oh, my gosh, that pretty person. But praise God. You know that other one that everybody says is so ugly? They're beautiful to God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, and God loves them. And we got to love them, and they ought to be beautiful in our eyes. If they're beautiful in the eyes of God, he dwells in us. Y'all didn't know that part, did you? He lives in us. Glory to God. He said, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, Jesus walked this world. He was without sin. He was, you know, he was tempted and tried just like us. He was in the flesh. Everything that would come on us and tempt and try us, tried Jesus. But he didn't fall for none of it. Because, see, he's the one that comes in us that makes he who in us greater than he is in the world. It's Jesus Christ. It's the love of God, the purification of God, the blood of Jesus that washes us clean. Praise God. Or to put love down in your soul and conquer everything else that you've had each. In order to move that out where the love of God could manifest itself through you. And when you talk to people, that smile on your face, the greeting you give them, or to make them feel that love of God toward them. That's how we win souls. We don't win them with this. I've been to churches where you could sit down over, they didn't know you. They stick that nose in the air if it rained. They'd have drowned you. But I'm going to tell you something. They get to know you then, and all of a sudden you're all right. Well, why was I not all right when you first saw me? Why did you not love me if you didn't know nothing about me?
No.
And that's the way, that's what's happening. We got people that hate them, just because they come in and they don't dress like they do. They don't look just like they do. They don't wear their clothes like I do. They don't dress for church like I do. Praise God. Let God do that. You just love them in. And God will do the changing if they need change. Glory to God. He said, there is no fear in love. But perfect love, that's the love of God, casts out fear. Because fear has torment. And we're not to be tormented in our service for God. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You get down and people right now come to you in church, different places, and say, man, what's going in the world? I'll tell you what, I've been scared to death. I've been praying and praying. It scares me to death. I can see all the end times. Everything he said is coming to pass. I'm just scared to death. Well, if you know you're going home, what are you scared of? This world can't do but kill your body. They can't take you out of the arms of God. They can't keep you from going to heaven. They can't keep you from going home. Jesus paid the way. Glory to God. If you're serving him with all you got and loving everybody you see, what are you worried so about? What do you fear? Do you fear death? Glory to God. Jesus told them plainly, said, them that believe in me shall never die. Now what are you afraid of? What is it that holds you back from giving God your all and giving it to the other people and sharing yourself with them, sharing the blessedness of Jesus with them? What's holding you back? Let's go. We need to start thinking about that. He said we love him because he first loved us. And I wasn't very lovable when God come into my heart, but he changed it, and he changed me. Praise God, and I thank him every day. That if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar.
Amen.
He that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how
Amen.
Can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Now, you don't talk scripture. Right there is a scripture that we all ought to fasten our hearts on that scripture. And because you stand up in church and go, yay, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and look over and hate somebody across the aisle, you lied. You can't love God whom you've never seen and hate that person over there whom you have
yes.
seen. If it's your neighbor, if it's somebody you know, somebody at work, whoever it is, if you hate them, you do not know God. Because love and
Amen.
Hate, you know, it won't mix. It's blood, glory to God. I'll show them right here real quick on this video I'm doing. It's like oil and water. Shake it up all you want. I got a bottle right here. But when you get done, that water will separate from that oil every time. It'll go back and be separated. Because hatred and love does not supposed to live in the same vessel. It can't be a vessel of God if there's hatred in there and variance
Amen.
With his brothers and sisters. Because glory to God, it's supposed to drove that out when God come in.
Come on.
He felt love in your heart. And in order to be there for everybody, you say, well, I don't like his preacher over here. He don't preach like you do. We're not all going to preach alike. If we all preach just alike, how can we reach other people that I can't reach? He's got to preach different, don't he? And people don't even understand that. They don't stand up like you do and get into it like you do. Praise God. Hey, they're trying to bring it in a way someone else can understand. It says, and this commandment, you hear me? This commandment have we from him that he who loveth God, love his brother, sister also.
Come on.
You can't love one without the other, because love's not something that you can just give away to this one, but not that one. This one, but not
Come
that
on.
One. Love is, you got to love them all.
And
good, bad, ugly, pretty, evil, not evil. It's what you got to love them. We love our family. We love our children. Love our grandchildren, mom and dad, husband and wife. We can love them, but it seems like we have trouble out in the world. You know why God's not perfected you in love yet? If you find that in you, then God has not perfected you. There's something undone. There's something needs to be changed. You need to go back to that fount of love where that blood's flowing, and get back under the stream and let him purify you and take all this anger, all this malice, all this separation that's in this world and get rid of it, that we can serve God together in holiness and in righteousness, not in hatred, not in variance, not in emulation, glory to God, but in just pure love. You go to church, you want to have a good church service, go where people love you. Well, how? Where am I going to know where that's at? You'll feel it. You'll feel love. Love is something
that's it.
I know what God is. I know who God is. When he come in, I had, like I said, there was a whole lot changed on me just like that right there. When he come in, he had took so much stuff out of me. I was weak-kneed for a couple of days because I had a lot of anger, a lot of wrath, a lot of malice toward other people that was gone. There's people at the trailer plant. I work trailer plants. And there's people there I couldn't stand. And I'd, hello, how you doing? Good morning. They're the same people I wouldn't speak to. That's what God does. And if he hadn't done it in you, give in to him and let him do it. Friend, invite him to do it. Because that's what it's all about. I'm going to read a little bit. If y'all got your Bibles, 12th chapter, I believe it's the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And they call it the love chapter. It's about charity.
Yeah.
But charity is the love where you'll give yourself to help others. You'll go out and help them and do things for them, and even if they've been mean to you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
He started out talking about speaking in tongues. And verse 1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Even if he's speaking with the tongues of angels, it wasn't doing no good without charity, without that love in him. Glory to God said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. That's what he said.
Amen.
This, the one ingredient you got to have God in salvation is love. Charity. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Now you think what he's saying about charity, the love of God, the charity of God, he give this to us and us not deserving, us standing against God, us wallowing in sin, and his charity toward us was so great that he sent Jesus down here to die on that cross for me and you.
That's amen.
And if we don't have that in us, it's not going to profit you nothing. All the pretending, all the shouting, all the anything you do, it's not going to help you a bit without the love in you of God. It's
amen.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Boy, that don't come to end, does it? They tell me sometimes, brother, I sure enjoyed that preaching day. That moved on me. And I said, well, thank God, because I'm not taking credit for what God does. But you got to love yourself right and grin from ear to ear. Glory to God. Well, tell others, let them come here. I want them to come see God. I want them to meet the Lord. If they meet me, they ain't met nothing. But if they meet Jesus in me, now, that can change their life. You see what I'm saying, friend? That's what charity is. Give Jesus all the glory. It says,
amen.
Unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked unto anger, wrath, malice, and thinketh no evil of no man. Think that. If you don't think that, now, I'm going to give you an example. I was in church, and a man that used to, well, he kind of run the bootleggers in the county. And was known to maybe have sold some different things than that. But come to church. He had a change to come to church. And some of them looked at him, looked at each other, you know, looked back. That man got saved. That man never went back to nothing like that. Changed his entire life. That's what God did.
God.
And you know what? He's loved by the people in that church. Today, glory to God, because they know he changed. They saw it in him. They saw the difference. They felt the difference in him. And you know what? If you still hating people, if you still get mad, envying what they get, what they have, all that, God feels that in you too. You're not, we're naked to God. Nothing in us is hid. He knows everything about us, how we think, how we feel, about the desires of our heart. He knows it all. And praise God, and you
can change
it too. And he changed their mind. He said it rejoices, not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. He bears all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. That's charity. That's love.
Yeah.
I'll endure it to help somebody. I'll go out of my way and spend my money to help somebody if I can. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Because why? Because I love them. I can't help it. That's God. Glory to God. He said, charity never fails. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away when you get old enough. I've seen people didn't know their name anymore. So sometimes that knowledge gets gone. It says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Now listen to this. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. That when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I never become a real man till I met Jesus. And I had a car tag I drove for years. Said, real men love Jesus on the letter. I got more comments off that car tag than anyone I've ever put on it. People say, come up to me and say, brother, I really love that tag on your car. Where'd you get that? And they all want to know, where'd you get that tag? I want one. Because that's what they thought. Everybody thought to be manly, you stood on your own. You didn't need no help from nobody. Well, praise God, I got to fall in so many times, I needed God just to help me walk. I need him to help me change my tongue that spoke so ugly, to change my feelings about people when I had the hatred in my heart for them. And he did. He loved me that much. It goes on, it says this, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And I'm going to tell you a little secret about this chapter. A lot of churches use this chapter right there, and it said, you know, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I did this as a child. But when I come a man, and they said, that's because all this stuff has been done away with. Now, think what it said. I'm going to read what it said again. It said, when that which is perfect is come. Okay?
Yeah.
And then it says in verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Y'all hear what that's saying? Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I'm known. That's when we come face to face with the one that died on that cross. When we come face to face with the returning Lord that's coming after righteous people that have believed with all their heart, that's been filled up with the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God has come upon, and glory to God. Then all that will cease, friend, because if you don't think it's still happening, let's just read one more verse there out of chapter 14, the chapter right after this. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Well, if it's done away with, wait a minute, if it's done away in chapter 13, why would he go right after that and say follow after charity, but still desire the gifts of God, that they can work and help edify the church, help to make believers out of the non-believers? Why would all that be there and say that if it was done away with? I just want you to know that sometimes the people that read it don't understand it, because he says it's spiritually discerned. You got the Spirit of God, you know what he's saying, because it's clearly said face to face, and I've never been face to face with Jesus yet, but I've been heart to heart with him. Have you been there, friend? Do you know what it's like, glory to God, when you've reached the end of your rope and your life is kind of shattered, things is falling apart, and you cry out, and to your amazement, you get an answer. Lord, help me. If you can hear me, help me, forgive me, Lord. And you feel that rush. that coming in of the Lord God that comes in and takes everything out of you, wipes you clean, makes you a vessel of righteousness for God, takes all of it away from you, never to be remembered again. Praise God.
Amen.
When you feel that, I'm okay, so if that don't change you, ain't nothing I can preach or change you. Ain't nothing I can say or make you believe the Word of God, because you actually got to feel Jesus before you do.
Amen.
That final change it takes. That faith step.
Yes.
When you step out and you don't see no God there in front of you, but you step out and you feel Him, and He meets you there where you stepped out in faith, there's God. And He bowed on the other.
Yes.
He starts changing your whole mind. It changes how you look at things, how you feel about things, how you hear things. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He'll make things taste better. Everything changes because
yeah.
Jesus comes to you. And you'll know, and nobody
yeah.
has changed. Glory to God. Oh, I can't hope hear this. You'll know that you don't want them things in this world no more. You don't need them things. You never needed them things. Oh, I like a little drinking. I like a little this. Glory to God. If you get Jesus, you're going to love some of that, and you're going to want more of Him each and every day to lift you up and carry you on and show you a better way to live,
yeah.
a better man, woman, boy, or girl to be in this life. Glory to God. Without hatred, without envy. Somebody else got all this stuff, and you say, praise God that He's blessed them like that. Instead of, Lord, why can't I have stuff like that? That used to be me, folks.
No.
I used to worry about what everybody else had. And I look around and God's blessed me so good, I don't even want for that junk no more. I want more of Him. That's what's important. Glory
yes.
to God. I want you to go with me to the book of John, chapter 15. And it's about Him being that true vine. And
yes,
it's
amen.
And I'm going to start in there probably about verse 7. And I'm going to show you that actual commandments of the Lord. He said, verse 7 there, said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask
yes.
what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But that means walking
amen.
In the Word of God. And that be what you walk in your life is what the Word of God says. Glory to God.
Yes.
He said, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you
amen.
Be my disciples. The what?
Amen.
God, I'm not a fig tree. I can't grow figs. I'm not an orange tree. I can't grow oranges. I'm not an apple tree. I can't grow apples. I can't grow anything. But I can grow in faith. I can grow in Jesus. I can be more like Him. I can think more like Him. I can walk more like Him. I can speak more like Him. I can smell more
thank
like Him. Glory to God. Because you can be righteous. You can be holy. You can be true.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. And people will see it. They'll recognize the Lord Jesus in your life. And they'll seek after that, because you will go with a smile on your face and a happy heart, not fearing, but believing.
Amen.
And walking in faith, glory to God, all of your life, each and every day. People will see it eventually. And you can change
amen.
Them. You can get them saved just how you walk and talk. Glory to God.
And God.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue
yes.
you in my love. That Jesus said, the Father has loved you, sent me down, and I've loved you. And as I've loved you, continue in my love. He said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. You see, His word, everybody said, well, the Word of God, you know, it, some of this stuff, it kind of contradicts us. I've never found it. It'll say
yeah.
one thing, but if you back it out, it'll say it two or three places most of the time. And the other part, they say, well, that's different. If you get an understanding from God, no, it's not. It's just bearing it out a different way. But it's the same
amen.
Word of God. And it says,
amen.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. And
yes.
that your
amen.
Joy might be full. He wants us
amen.
To be happy. I go to church, and sometimes I'm preaching, and I'll say something a little humorous in the middle of it. And they'll look, they may grin, but it gets them to paying attention. That's the only reason I do it. I don't do it to make fun, make light. and we get into the spirit then, and the spirit will take over while they're listening and paying attention. The spirit of God will hit, and glory to God, we have church. That's what's got having church. And they told me the other day, said, we like you because you tell us the truth. We might not want to hear it about ourselves, but you'll tell us the truth. Well, glory to God, there ain't room to lie if you got God in you. There's not room to tell a lie. And glory to God, he said, now here it is. This is my commandment. You hear that? And a suggestion from God. It's a commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you.
Amen.
He wants us to love each other the way he loved us. But now, wait a minute. He gave his life for us. Let me read what it says.
Yes.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends.
Amen.
And I thought about, you know, when them boys went to Vietnam and come back, and all them people hating them, cursing them, all that stuff, they was over there fighting for us that were here. And yet they talked to them like a bunch of dogs when they come back. Baby killers, this, that, that. They didn't drop the bombs. The airplanes dropped the bombs. And that, all that stuff. But still, they got called baby killers and worse things. And they was fighting for them. They didn't honor these people that come back from the First and Second World Wars like we should have. They should have been lifted up because they done that for us. A lot of them died where we could keep our freedom. Nobody pays no mind to you. And he said, I like that. That ye are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you, that makes you the friend of God. That henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you.
Amen.
And ordained, I want you to hear this. This is a stout scripture right here. You've not chosen me, I've chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it.
Amen.
Glory to God. We've been ordained, every one of us, to be ministers of the gospel. Everybody might not be called to preach. Everybody might not be called to teach. Everybody might not be a deacon or a Sunday school teacher. Praise God. But we all made to minister and to carry Jesus forth out in this world wherever we go. They should be able. If you call yourself a Christian, if you say I'm born again, if you walk in the love of God, they ought to be able to see Jesus in you, how you walk.
Amen.
Give yourself to them. Give yourself to them. Show them Jesus everywhere you go. Glory to God.
Amen.
And said, these things I command you. Here it is again. That you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. And they're against Christians. They want to take our Bible. They took the prayer out of the school. They've ripped down the Ten Commandments. And y'all think that they didn't hate us? Or they can't stand what we stand for. They can't stand who we believe in. They can't stand who we represent. Glory. They can't understand that God is
Amen.
That he's alive and he's well and he lives inside of real Christians. I didn't say to make believe. I said in real Christians. He lives inside us and
Amen.
Makes a difference in everything we do. Everything we say, everything we touch, glory to God, even when we're at work. Did you know this? He said, do
Amen.
All things heartily as unto the Lord. When you go to work, do your best. Get the most out you can. Do the best work you can. Make it good. Make it right. Because glory to God, we glorify God in that. They say, man, that's a good worker. They go, man, you're one of the best hands I've ever had. I said, well, God said to do it like I was doing it for him. When you testify and witness, you may get your boss saved too. That's a bonus.
Amen.
For him. but it's a bonus for you when you stand up and face God on judgment day. And he said, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Praise God. Here comes this other fellow. He's been in church with you for years. He's been throwing his hands up, but he just could not see God in you. Never had the love of God for anybody but himself and his family. And he come up there, Lord, hadn't I been great serving you? And he looked down and said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You had hate in your heart. You couldn't love the people. You couldn't go out and tell them of me and try to help them to find their way on. I just never knew you. I didn't even know you thought you was mine. What about that, friend? The day's coming that we stand before God and we can't love our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers. Glory to God. Somebody that you marry a wife and some of her people don't treat you right, put you down, so you just hate that rest of that family. You don't love God and you don't know God. Stop pretending. So you repent. Don't say that no more. You cannot love God and hate somebody else. You must.
Amen.
Get down on your knees at home or wherever you're at. If you hear this, see this, then get down and ask God to really forgive you, to really change your heart, to give you that new heart. Because if it's still that heart of stone, you're going to have hatred in it. You're going to have, I can't just do the things of God except for me and my little family. I don't go out and carry it out here. People talk to me and do it. Well, they do me too. Praise God. I'm just more than that. I've been told to get out of here. I know where the church is at. I want to go, I'll go. I've been told all the things. Friend, it don't bother me. I just pray for them. I'll put their names in. I'll pray for them a little harder. Lord, change their hearts. Lord, change their mind. Set their feet on that rock. Fill their heart up with the love of God that they can share it with everybody else, God. Instead of letting them feel that anger and that, as you come to drag me to church, I don't want to go. Fill them with that glory to God. Where'd you say your church was? Hey, I'm coming to visit, brother. I mean it. I'm coming. Watch for me. I'll be there Sunday. And they're there. You don't know when that change will come. It come on me right up here behind Mother's house in the woods. And when it did, everything changed. My outlook on life changed. But my heart was transplanted that day. I got a heart of love. And I got to loving people. Glory to God. I couldn't stand their name. Couldn't stand the thought of it. But God changed that, took it away. And I learned what he's talking about. He said, if you claim to love God, who you have not seen, how can you not love the ones you have seen?
Amen.
I've seen a lot of people in my life. How about you? Do you love them all? Amen. Or is there some you just can't love? They're just beyond my love. I have reproach for them. I can't stand them. There's a lot of people does stuff I can't stand. But I still got to love them just like they do. Just like Jesus did on that cross. He looked down. And he said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. They don't know all that hatred and anger. In America, there's so much anger right now. Just people just can't stand other people because they're not just the way I am. They don't feel just the way I do. Glory to God. Don't worry about how I feel. Worry about how you feel without God. And think about how you can feel with him. Tonight's your night. It's your lucky day because Jesus is calling tonight. And he said, come on, me. All you that heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I'll take that burden of hatred off of you. And I'll let love come on. Because that burden is so easy to love somebody. And it's so light to carry. Love carries love from the heart. And love from the feelings. And glory to God, you can get them for everybody. But first, you got to have God. And I hope my kinfolk, I hope somebody goes and talks to them. Because they don't want to listen to me too much. But I've been praying that God would send them somebody that would witness to them so strongly, so real, that they feel it down in their soul and say, you know what, there's got to be something to this. There's got to be something in them that changes a man into something that he's never been, makes him feel a way about people that he's never felt, people that's done things to our nation or come and tried to hurt us, all this, and still forgive them and still love them, and that's God. And he's in here. If you know him, if you feel that love tonight, then praise God, go tell somebody. I love you and I worry about you. I want to see you come to church. I'd love to see you Let's just get down and pray one night. If you ain't got nothing to do, I'll come over here and pray with you, brother or sister. But we quit all that. We don't go out to people's houses.
Amen.
Because we get cursings. And we get that get out of my yard. Been thrown out of a few. Praise God, didn't slack me up. I just went to the next house. Because we got to keep on. Keeping on. Somebody kept on with me. Somebody, 95-year-old mother was praying for me. Seeking God, asking, save him. Bring him out of what he's in. Don't let him just waller away and die in that stuff. And God brought me now. Friend, he'll bring you out of your trouble. Don't take my word for it. Take God's.
Amen.
He loves you. And he told you he loved you. He showed you he loved you. He sent somebody to pay your sin debt. That if you just believe and come and call out on and you feel him one time, this old man's telling you right now, you won't want to go back. Once you feel God come into your heart, you'll never want to shut the door on him again. Because he loves you that much, and you get to feel all that. You get to feel that love, and everybody wants to feel it.
Amen.
We go through this world. Some people's families throw them out. Maybe they were alcoholics. Maybe they were drug addicts. Maybe they were prostitutes, whatever. And somebody goes and ministers to them, talks to them, and works with them. And they come and give the life to God and get cleaned up. The family might not never receive you back. But the family of God will. And they'll love you. And you'll feel God's love. And it takes the place of all that hurt, all them things that people said about you, all the feelings they had about you. They go away because you feel God's love. And you feel the love of the Christians. Because they're going to love you too. If they're of God, you're going to feel their heart. And they love you. Praise God. Just Betty, I don't know about you, but I've got the sweat rolling tonight. The spirit's feeling good in here. My face is getting red.
Amen.
I feel like God's reaching out to somebody tonight and
want to
fill your heart up with the love of God. And this ain't no matter. We see the things happening around the world. We don't know if that's going to be the end war of it all. Things are going to happen. We don't know what's going to take place. Every day you're not guaranteed tomorrow. But praise God, you're guaranteed eternity if you'll cry out to God tonight. Receive that God's love in your heart, and you're guaranteed forever. I can't guarantee tomorrow for you, but I can guarantee eternity if you'll receive God right now. Just pray with me, with you. Heavenly Father, right now tonight, I pray. Dear God, I love everyone who listens. Everyone that may hear this, I ask you. Let them feel your love, God. Let them feel that call of God upon their hearts. And just let them give in just long enough that they want to taste of God. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Just feel for it. Let it come in your heart. And I'll guarantee you'll never shut that door in his face again. But you'll invite him in. You'll say, Lord, change me. And keep me, Lord. Seal me up. I never want to feel that ugly stuff again. I just want to feel your grace, your mercy, your love each and every day. So dear God, I ask you about them. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart forever. Make me yours. And you be mine. Dear God, I'm so sorry for the life I've lived up to now. But I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me, Lord. Make me wholly thine. This very night, I ask you in the name of Jesus for all that have prayed. Dear God, I thank you. And I ask you just fill their heart with the love of God. And don't just feel it, Lord. Let them feel it. Let them be not able to tell people how good it feels to have God's love inside. But they sure don't want to try. Lord, I praise you and thank you for this opportunity to come bring the word. And Lord, I pray that there's someone tonight that prayed that prayer. And you heard them and saved them. And I ask that you bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, everything that we do is not for us. I preach. I pastor a church. I won't let them pay me. God pays me. Eternal life ought to be enough. And that's enough to suit me. So praise God. What I do, I'm doing for God. I'm not doing it because reaching the world for Christ, I help them. They know I'm just helping. I'm not a paid nothing. I'm an unpaid speaker for God tonight. And he loves you. He's got you on his mind, in his heart. Reach out to him right now. You're going to find a difference in your life that you'll be so glad you found. Sister Betty, now I'm going to turn it back over.
Okay, do you have any prayer requests before I get you off there?
Yeah, remember, Mother, she's failed twice in this last week, hit the dresser in her bedroom both times, woke me up. Yesterday she fell into the dresser. I jumped up running in there real quick. There was stuff laying all in the floor. And she said she got up, started to do something, and fell backwards into the dresser. She done the same thing 2 or 3 days before that. So y'all all be praying for her. I know she's 95, but she's still in under the hand of God, and she's still here.
Yeah.
And people pray, I know he'll give her strength. Remember,
yes, he will.
My loved ones, I've got several that don't know the Lord, but that ain't because I'm not praying for them. I've been talking to them. Sometimes they, you know, they don't want to listen to a relative too well. They want to get it somebody else. But I got a man, him and his wife has been listening to my preaching and stuff, and they've been calling, talking to him about it, to him how they love it, and they love to hear the Word of God. He ordered this track and get to fix it. So I'm thinking things are going to change on both fronts, and I'm just giving God praise for it right now. I haven't seen it happen yet, but I know he'll do it. And I give God the glory and the praise and thank him for hearing my prayers. Remember that? Remember Little Landon again tonight, just on my mind, my heart. Remember my brother-in-law, Freddie Lindley. He's got a lot of things wrong with him, and his mind is slipping a little. Got so much wrong, you know, he's got so much different things wrong with him. If y'all remember him, keep him in prayer. Remember my sister Lisa. She's still grieving her son so bad. She don't miss one day, no matter what the weather, going to the graveyard and talking to him. Every day, no matter what time of night it is, she goes to the graveyard and talks to him. She went on vacation for 3 or 4 days, and she made my older sister promise her she'd go to the graveyard and talk to him at night. She's grieving him that bad, so pray for her and lift her up. Remember all my grandchildren, children that's not saved, loved ones, that God will move on them quickly, because I don't know how long we've got, and it's worrying me to death. I don't want to see none of them fail to make it home. You know how it is, Sister Betty. Remember, Brother Don, I know his voice has been playing out lately. I know he's give out, can't get much sleep. Remember him. Remember Brother Ron, that's got heart troubles and things, but he's still preaching for God in spite of that. And I believe that's the way you do. Trust God and go on. God will sustain us. Let's remember them and remember all these little kids in foster homes and things like that. I got a lady at church, and she said she was in, I believe she said, 30-something foster homes in her life. Her mother and them had put her in there, 6 or 7 year old. She was raised up in that in children's homes. She got saved here a while back, went and baptized her and 3 others. She's in church and trying to get everything right in her life, and she just feels so bad. They done what's wrong to her and stuff, and it's hard for her to get over. So remember her and the ones at our church up at Nick's Chapel, Church of God. It's not a Church of God affiliate. It's just what we got on the sign. But remember our church and all the people that goes there.
Amen. We have quite a few prayer requests here, and just want everybody to reach out to the Lord and for their needs, and believe God to supply all their needs and to save their loved ones and all that. We have Little Landon and his mom and dad, Jody and Tammy. Just pray for them. They're up there at Children's Hospital, Little Landon. They don't really know what's going on with him yet, but he's been running a fever real bad. And so just continue to pray for him and his family. Continue to pray for Dora and Jay. She's going through chemo again. Remember all those that are going through chemo. That's really rough on their bodies, and really takes the strength out of them. Remember Nellie tonight and Lisa and Serenity. Let's remember Angie and her family tonight. Ivan and Deb, they're still sick. Remember them. And remember Ivan's niece, Holly. Her husband needs healing. He's got cancer. He is some better, and we're just believing that God's going to completely heal him. And remember all of Ivan's and Deb's children and grandchildren, that they'll come in and be saved. All of us have loved ones that need to be saved, so let's just lift one another's families up. And let's remember Gwen Poole. She said, remember all of her kids for salvation. And she also needs healing in her body. A little lady named Jane that goes to the church down in Cleveland, she needs God to move on some situations for her. She's very lonely and just needs a good Christian friend. So just pray for her and pray for April and Abel and their family. Sharon Nowak said, remember her. Brenda Carden needs guidance. Christine Lankford says to pray for Marcia, April, Rose, Brenda, and Matoy Best, Connie Hicks, and a man over in Uganda by the name of Brother James said to remember him and all the people of Uganda. And let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for all this that's going on over there.
Amen.
There's a bunch of innocent people over there. And just pray for this country and all that's going on here. Pray for all the lost and all the sick, all the shut-ins. There's several at our church that are sick right now, so just remember them, pray for them. God knows who they are. Let's remember the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails. And like Brother said, let's remember his mother, Willa Dean. God's kept her around here for some reason, and we just thank God that she's lived 95 years, and just continue to pray for her, that God will touch her, and he's able to heal, and he's able to give her the strength that she needs. So let's remember her. Let's remember Ron right now. He's got his sister down from Jersey, and let's pray that they have a good time together and they don't get to see each other about once a year. So just remember Ron and his sister Paulette. Remember all of Paulette's children that need the Lord, grandchildren. And remember all of our kids that need salvation, faith and Deidre and Philip, they all three need salvation. So let's remember them. And we have so many other family members that God's dealing with. So I just give God the praise and the glory for that. I just pray that he's just bringing them right on in. And let's just pray for all the ones on here, all the other ones that have sent prayer requests in that I haven't got to yet. God knows every single one of them. So we're just going to talk to the Lord in prayer and ask him to move on every need and every situation in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Father God, we come before you tonight in the precious name of our Savior,
Lord,
Jesus Christ. Ask you, Lord, to lead you to every one of these requests, God. We pray in love for them, God, because you know love conquers all evil, Father. It conquers everything. Your love has made us whole. And dear God, you love God, you make them whole also. Lord, I believe in my heart that you're the only hope this world has right now, God. Everything looks like it's just pouring from the end of time. But the time is in God's hand. He is the one that's in control. His love seals us up and keeps us from all evil. Lord, I ask you to let that love of God reach down and touch the body of those who are sick tonight. One, dear God, like little Landon that's in that cancer place, God, is battling that cancer in his body. He's had it all his life, about 5 years old. Lord, yes, touch that baby. Move on him. Let him help him, dear God. And just be with him. Strengthen him from the body, Father God, to fight that cancer off and to get it out of him, Father. Ask you, God, to move. For Brother Ron and his sister, a blessed reunion time together, Father God. And Lord, be with him and help his heart, Lord. The doctor said, what much they can do. But Father, I know that you can do all things because the love of God is greater than anything that's in this world. If we love you and we believe, he said, we can ask of God if what we will, Lord, he said, it be done to us. Lord, I ask you right now to save our lost loved ones, Father, and just move on all the lost around this world. And Lord, make it be this hour, the very hour tonight, Lord, that they would ask you to come into their lives, to change them from the inside out, Father, like you did to God to leave in the outside, would be just like you did it move, God. I ask you, Lord, to move on the heart of my loved ones tonight, God, the ones that think they know it all. And Lord, to think, well, it doesn't come out, but I'm all right to do. Dear God, Lord, know that our God can remove all sin, takes away our need for anything except him, God. And Lord, right now tonight, I ask you that they'd be moved on, that they'd be born again, that they turn away from this world and turn unto God, because he's the only one that's going to last. Father, I ask you to move on Sister Betty, where she's been sick so long with some sinuses. But throw her ears her mouth. And dear God, I ask you in Jesus' name, touch her body. Touch her right now, Father. And dear God, let her be made absolutely whole. And let it be gone from her, God. Lord, I ask you to heal all the ones that had this sinus trouble for so long, God. As you move in their body, let the miracle of God happen where people can believe once again that God is on the throne and he's over all things. And he hears our prayers and moves on our requests, God. Because, God, right now, I ask you right now, Lord, to move on everyone that's sick and undone tonight, but especially one that's undone without you. Lord, move on the country of Israel, all their people, God. Bring protection unto them. Keep the rest of the world off of them, God, while they try to root the evil out that's come against them. And dear God, let our nation fall away from the evil that's the only thing right now. And all of them protest, wanting to see the murderers and the rapists. God, I think that'll take them out. If they're that evil, God, it won't turn to you, won't listen to you, then, Lord, they'll have to be taken out of the way. Lord, for the word of God can go out and be of effect to all those in need, Father. I ask you to take all the terrorists. Dear God, change their hearts. Don't just change their minds, change their hearts. That they don't want to be a terrorist anymore. But their faith and their hope is to be a child of God. Lord, if you do that to them, they won't be a terrorist ever again. But they'll find that love of God, you said, and commanded us to have for each other, Lord. Let us walk in it. Each day, and I ask you in Jesus' precious name, I give you thanks and praise right now for what you're going to do, God. I believe that there's souls that are going to come to you through this preaching tonight, God. I believe that the word don't go out and return again void, but accomplish what you sent it to do. And I thank you and praise you for it. Give you all of the glory, Lord. I don't know none. I give it all to my Jesus, for he's given everything to me in his precious name. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to come around and sing a few songs for us here. Let's worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you.
A voice within keeps my pathway straight, makes me look for the heavenly gate, makes me walk and talk Christian way. Tells me things about God above and all about his precious love. It's all voice in my heart leads away. Leads away.
keep away. If all voices in my heart lead the way, he gave his love for a brand new start, put his voice within my heart. Yes, his small voice leads the way. The Jesus ship is just missing. They release the other man. They crucified him upon Calvary. Put him in a borrowed grave after the gift that he had made. A plan of salvation full and free for you and me. Every day he arose through the stone and shed great clothes. Then he walked and talked among men. He led him well along. That's all voice in my heart leads the way. Leads the way. Leads the way. If all voice in my heart leads the way. He gave his love for a lasting star. Put his voice within my heart. Yes, his small voice leads the way. Yes, his small voice within leads the way.
Amen.
I was going to try to do the song right here. I've never really hardly done it that much, but if there's, I think it goes along with this tonight, what y'all are talking about. It says, why can't all God's children get along? Is the name of this song.
Yes.
I'm going to try to do it.
Praise your name, Lord.
Why can't all God's children get along? We can all be right. We can all be wrong. We're just different singers in the same old song. Why can't all God's children get along?
Amen.
Red and yellow, black, brown, and white, we all look the same in the dead of the night. Hooping and hollering, but up a fight. Dark days are coming, I can see the light. Why can't all God's children get along? We can't all be right. We can't all be wrong. We're just different singers in the same old song. Why can't all God's children get along? Once upon a time, things were sunny and blue. The world was a garden, but they were only two. More came along with their own point of view. If it's gonna be good, it's up to me and you. Why can't all God's children get along? We can't all be right. We can't all be wrong. We're just different singers in the same old song. watching all God's children get along. Watching all God's children get along. We can all be right. We can all be wrong. We're just interesting us in the same old song. Watching all God's children, all God's children, watching all God's children get along.
Praise the Lord, yes.
I got through it. I don't think I've hardly ever sung that song out too many places, I don't think.
Good.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, we're trying to get his computer to work here.
What's wrong with it?
Not but wanting to go.
It's being stubborn. It's one of those human computers.
May I have to anoint it with oil.
Yes, amen.
Weird.
My goodness.
I don't know what it is. It's acting up. Just talk to their mom.
Well, I don't guess he's going to get to saying it's not cooperating with us. So, Brother Miles.
Oh, I know what it is. I turned it down.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well.
I turned it down. I'm using different equipment, so y'all have to deal with me. I'm not used to this equipment here. I don't have any trouble recalling the day Jesus saved me from sin. If I told my mind, though it's been quite a time, this first came and we're all here within. That's the reason my memory's so vivid, and it's got still shows on my face. The feeling I had has left me, it's actually grown sweeter each day, sweeter each day. I've heard him, the more I love him, and the compliments rain narrow away. My feet getting better, even in stormy weather, my dream has come a long way. All the things that he's done and the victories won, I don't have enough words to say, but the one thing I know is farther I go, my love just gets sweeter each day. And the feeling has faded away. Those people don't think that the sting is in. Those times when we were strange. But the difference that far makes greater with words. What it is the way he will say. Yeah, he'll pick you up, and he'll never let you down. And he'll get strong sweeter each day. Sweeter each day, I'm serving more. I love him, and compliments rain our way. Nothing's getting better in the great stormy weather. I sing my songs all the way. All the things that he's done and the victory won. I don't have enough words to say. But the one thing I know is far from now.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, let me do Brother James' song. He loves this song right here. I don't know if there ever been anybody else sings it in his church for him. I don't know. He might have somebody that sings it for him in his church.
me.
This is for Brother James right here. Do you know how it feels to be a child of the King? Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you all across someone's eyes? Do you know how it feels when you know to surrender? Have you since walked away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father owns everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real? Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do we know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? You know how it feels to know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still get a feeling that you're not at home, though you've been here through. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does he feel to know you're a child of the King? Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You laid your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Pretty good to know how it feels. I'm only one more song before we quit. This is for Brother Ivan out there. He listens to us a lot. And he loves this song. He goes to our church. I'm going to sing it for him out there tonight. I made it by grace. I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me. I found every promise he ever made. Jesus will be. Walk by my side in danger shot. Love me and help me when I cry. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave. I know how I made it. Made it by grace. That's how our soul now has taken each one by faith. Standing on Jordan's thorny shore, I'll let my trembling voice once more. I know how I faded. God's children are leaving one by one, passing this way and going home. It's time to depart, reveal we don't have everyone. But each one who stands up on this shore, waving goodbye and saving joy, glory to God, the living King, that saved me from. I know how I've faded.
Talking to him over in chapter 2 in Revelation, he told him that I know your work, I know your labor, I know your patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they're apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. But he went down to 2 verses later, he said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left love. When we go to leaving the Lord behind and we think we've got all we need, we went to the altar, I made it right, and I'm good to go, people, you can't leave your first love. You keep going back. And you renew that love daily. You get that feeling that God give you to start with over and over and over again. And it encourages you to go on and to do more, to press on one more mile, one more soul. Glory to God. Just reach one more person, witness to another one. Glory to God, you don't know when that next one you talk to might be the last time you get to speak to one. You don't know kind word you give somebody may be just what it takes to trigger them into accepting Jesus. Because we don't know. I don't know if somebody will say something to one of my kinfolk and it will be just what they need to hear to turn their heart and mind to the Lord. But people, I can pray. And I can try to talk to everyone I meet. But I just ask everyone out there, think about who your first love is. It's supposed to be Jesus.
Amen.
It is. Be faithful to your love. You know, as we got marriages in America that they may be married 7-8 times in their lifetime because they're not faithful to their first love. The first one they marry should be the last one they marry. Of course, it don't work that way every time because one of you is not faithful. And they'll get out and slip around. They find out and they get a divorce. God don't divorce you. You've got to leave God. And that's what he said. You left your first love. People, if God is truly your Savior tonight, make sure you let him know that you thank him, you praise him, you worship him, you get into church, wherever you go, testify about him. Do it out in the public. Tell people about Jesus. Glory to God. Show him you love him. Show him you got something from him. And what you got is real. Because this world is doubting the Lord now. They're doubting the word of God. They're putting all excuses and all these things out there. Well, the Bible said this. Well, the Bible done it. And this. But what he says, glory to God, he tells you about what it meant. If you just think about this. If you've got to have dope for some time, but you're a Christian, then God ain't enough for you. You got to have that book. If you've got to drink, and you a Christian, it's because God ain't enough for you. That's how I feel about it. And if I'm wrong, somebody tell me. But I believe that when God comes in your life, he's your first, final, and most precious thing that you love in your life will be God.
Amen.
I believe you'll serve him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all the strength you can give him. Because he's worthy. And what he's done for you, you can't pay him back for it. I don't care how much you do. You can't give more to God than he's given to you. Because every breath you take is a blessing from God. He gives it to you each day. And you wake up in the morning, you know God set you into that day. So give that day to God. Live it for God. Praise the Lord. Walk upright before it. Show him that sin don't have to touch you, that you can walk above it. By grace and mercy of God, we can be the children of God. And when we get to face Jesus, it'll be welcome in. Come on in. I got your name written right here in my book. Come on in. I got so much prepared for you that you couldn't even let it enter into your mind. Your imagination wasn't big enough for the things I prepared for them that love me. Come on in. I want to show you the joys of your Lord. And I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be your God. And you're going to be my people, praise God. Hallelujah. They're coming a day before long when we're going to see Jesus. Glory to God. I felt him many times. I can feel him right now. Every hair on my arms is standing right straight up. God's touching me. I praise the Lord and I can feel him. Glory to God. And they tell me he ain't real. Praise God. What does it then? Is it just my mind? Does it? Is it just a feeling I get when I praise God? No, it's coming from above. Comes down. His spirit that lives in me raises up and gives me strength to go on, strength to tell another person, strength to get out and to be what I'm supposed to be for God, not to do the things I used to do, not be drugged back to them beggarly elements out there, but glory to God, to rise above it in the Spirit of God, into the beauty of holiness. Glory to God, because that's the only thing that God's going to let into his kingdom. And we need to know that. We need to know we can't fail him because he never has and never will fail us. When we was this lost, rank sinner, outrunning the world, taking everything in that the devil throwed before us, he still loved us and he wooed us and drawed us and pulled us and convicted our heart and brought us in. Sometimes he has to bring us way down where we can look
Amen.
Up. Know that our help comes from above. We can look up when we're on the bottom, friends. The only way to look is up. When you're standing on the bottom, and sometimes he'll bring us down that low. But when we get over his hand, he'll lift us up out of that old miry clay that we've sunk down in. And he'll set your feet on a rock of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord that'll last throughout eternity. Glory to God. I didn't say last your lifetime. I said it'll last you throughout eternity because you're going to live that long if you've got Jesus. Glory to God. Don't leave your first love. And let that love reach out to everyone you see, everywhere. Don't find no enemies. You might see somebody that's a dead-out enemy to God. Everything he says is rank and nasty and dirty and all that. But so was I. Glory to God. And Jesus changed me. So don't find one that's too far gone. Don't find one that ain't worthy of you testifying to them or trying to help them because we're all worthy. He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it's through his love, his mercy, and his precious grace that we get to enter in. And that comes through faith in him. Faith in that love being enough to do us forever and ever, and to keep us clean and free from sin in this walk of life. Because it's time.
Amen.
It's time to go back to our first love. That when we come to church, we ought to go with Jesus on our mind, in our heart, and we're going to praise God. I don't care if the rest of them sit there with their arms crossed, a frown on their face. I'm going to go in happy, smiling, and I'm going to praise the Lord. That's what I go for. And praise God, that's what I expect to see everybody that knows Jesus to look like when they get there, is to be happy, to be sure of their salvation, and know that the devil ain't got one thing to drag you down to that pit, because God has set you free. And the Bible said, whom the Lord sets free, you're free indeed. So glory to God. Y'all remember that tonight. Tear that with you wherever you go. To be a happy Christian, to be one that shows the world an example of Jesus, because they're looking to you to guide them to him. Praise God. I'll get back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. Good words. I got two more prayer requests that just come in. I just learned that my cousin Barbara Wooten had part of her to remember Barbara Wooten and remember Don and Leela and Chico. She also had her leg amputated and is trying to recover from it, so remember both of them. And I'd like to say that I'd like everybody to tune in on Monday at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time for Pastor Don Harris's broadcast, and then again on Thursday for Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We thank everybody for coming in and listening. Tell others about the broadcast. Like it and share it out for us, if you will, so we can get the gospel on out. And I just want to say that we love y'all. We thank you for coming in and listening. And we just say God bless and good night, and hope to see you back next week.
Bye. Amen. God bless.
Praise God. God bless.
Bye.
God bless. Go with God, and He will go with you. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.